Happy Thursday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's lead-off morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, where are we in the global liquidity cycle? Our answer is, the contraction in the PBOC's balance sheet is weighing on Chinese liquidity, which is now up only 12% on a three-month annualized basis versus up 27% in February. Recall that China and the U.S. are home to the two deepest pools of liquidity in the world. The positive impulses in Chinese and U.S. liquidity are supporting a continued expansion of global liquidity, which is up 3% on a month-over-month annualized basis and up 5% on a three-month annualized basis. Global liquidity has been expanding on a trend basis every month since the start of 2025. A Fed catch-up trade or an extended closure of the Strait of Hormuz would be supportive of the U.S. dollar and currency volatility and hawkish for interest rates and supportive of bond volatility. This outcome will be negative for global liquidity and risk assets over the short to medium term. Refer to yesterday's leadoff morning note from May 13th for more details. As always, we'll wrap up with the question from our community here in our 42 Macro Dashboard. This one's titled AI CapEx Bubble. It says, hi, Darius. Thanks for all that you do for the community. My portfolio has outperformed benchmarks by a significant margin with the help of KISS and Dr. Mo. Thank you for the kind feedback. Going back to the question, it says, I am having trouble reconciling two long-term fundamental calls that you have made regarding AI. Number one, the AI CapEx build-out will end in a bubble that bursts, just like all the historical massive infrastructure investment cycles, like the dot-com bubble, railroads, et cetera. Versus number two, AI is already so advanced that it can already replace a broad swath of very high-value white-collar jobs, ranging from banking, finance, consulting, engineering, et cetera. Opportunity to capture extra profits from removing expensive labor makes this highly likely, if not inevitable. So my key takeaway is that I think the concept that these are two diametrically opposed themes is inaccurate, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is that because number two exists, because AI is so advanced and is likely to create tremendous gains from a macroeconomic standpoint with respect to productivity and profitability, because that is true, that is why we are having an AI CapEx bubble. It's almost like, you know, I'm trying to use an analogy. If you put a briefcase with $10 million in the middle of a crowded, busy highway, most people will still try to go pick up the briefcase with with $10 million in it. If the rewards are so obvious, then they're willing to, take on a tremendous amount of risk to capture those rewards. And as a function of that, that emotional response to the obvious prize that is AI, you're ultimately going to have an overbuilding you've traditionally seen this. You know, they're going to eventually overbuild. Who knows when they will overbuild, but certainly it's highly likely that they will overbuild, which is exactly what we saw in the railroad CapEx bubble, which is exactly what we saw in the consumer durable goods CapEx bubble, which is exactly what we saw in the information technology CapEx bubble in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so obviously internet technology changed the world. I wouldn't be talking to you over the internet if that wasn't true. But again, the NASDAQ still went down 90%. From its peak, I want to say in March of 2000. So you have to separate the impact of the technology from the CapEx cycle itself and ultimately from the market cycle and the market response. And so I'll just kind of wrap up, just kind of look at a chart of the NASDAQ 100 here. This is our this is our Dr. Mo signal for the NASDAQ 100. Dr. Mo got us back long, the NASDAQ 100 back on April, I think it was on April 11th. Here. And so, you know, it's just been a wicked straight line up. There's a lot of crowded bullish positioning in this trade. We're not making the call that this is the beginning of the secular bear market that we expect to follow the AI CapEx bubble. But you have to assume that if we continue to see dynamics like this in the marketplace and an increasing crowding into this theme and an increasing concentration in asset markets, soon enough, the entire world and all of the investors in it will have one position on. And there'll be nobody on the other side of the trade when they decide to start taking profits. And that is the key risk. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Thursday, May 14th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.